Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 174 of the Big Boo Cast. Now, right now I sound crystal clear because I'm talking into a microphone. I may not sound quite as crystal clear on this episode because I realized after we recorded it that my microphone was not in fact plugged in. It's really a critical step with sound to plug in your microphone. Missed it this time, so thanks in advance for bearing with us. I'm plenty loud enough. I just sound like I'm talking in a bathroom. You know, it's fine. But on this episode, Melanie and I talk about her book release last week. We talk about the coronavirus. We talk about just some things that have ticked us off lately. Where we don't really feel much like mincing words. And we talk about some beauty product stuff, some sunglasses she bought, just all manner of foolishness. As always, if you are not with us on Patreon yet, we would love to have you. Patreon.com/BigBoo. 2 extra episodes a month, only 5 American dollars, and so much fun. Alrighty, y'all. We hope you enjoy episode 174. Bad sound and all. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
So how are you, Big Mama, after book launch week?
Well, I'm going to tell you that when you start the night before your book releases, when you start with the discovery that they have left the foreword out of your book, tends to cause some stress, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
For those of y'all that don't know, Jen Hatmaker wrote me a lovely foreword that I've since posted online, and you can find it there. But we discovered Monday night at about 8 o'clock that had been left out, which I think you got an emergency phone call. You got an emergency text and phone call.
Listen, I was at a meeting at school, and you asked me just a regular question for somebody's number. And so I sent it to you. And then by the time I got to the car, I had the high alert text about what has happened, and that led to a phone call. But that is really not the news that you would hope to hear.
No,
the night before the book comes out.
It's not ideal. No, that you're going to manage that crisis. So, but we got past that, and then we went into from there. We went to a lot of people saying, "Hey, Amazon's saying that my book isn't going to ship till April, and what's the story with that, and why is that going on, or whatever." And so then what I figured out is apparently when the book came up on Amazon originally for pre-sales, they gave everybody a paperback option. Which there is no paperback.
Right.
But they gave them a paperback option. Obviously, some people chose that because that was the less expensive option, which I get. But the problem is then when it came time for that to ship, the little Amazon robots, I guess, said, "Oh, there's not a paperback option." Mm-hmm. So then they told people it'll be available in April, which it won't. I mean, it won't be available then either.
Unless you just run it off on a copier and
you go to Kinko's and ask if they can find it for you. So that was super fun too, because there's nothing like telling people who have gone to the trouble to be and nice enough to like order your book, like, "Hey, thanks for doing that once, but what I'm going to need you to do is go in and cancel that order and reorder.
I'm going to need you to do that one more time. If you could just jump
through
another hoop for me, that'd be fantastic."
So, but other than that, it was a good week. I mean, there were stressful, you know, you've done it before. Book release week comes with some very moments that just warm your heart. And I felt like I saw so many people posting about it and saying kind things about it, and that were so encouraging and so great. And then there were all the little frustrations that also come with book release week. But but we made it through, and I'm on the other side of it. And now, on the bright side, can go with God and do what it's going to do out in the world.
Well, I will say, everything I have seen online, the different Insta stories I've seen and all that kind of stuff, people love it as well. Yep. They should.
Well, everybody's been very sweet about it. So that, you know, that always helps when you feel like it's gone out there and that people love it. So that has helped and made me feel really good, because, you know, you put yourself out there and you hope that's the response, but you don't know until people start reading it. So all in all, it has been good. But it goes back to, you know, I've always said that whatever you write your book on is the thing you're going to be tested on. And so you just have to know when you write a book called On the Bright Side,
right,
your life is going to involve some things that make you really have to test your ability to look on the bright side.
Right. So what is your bright side? What is your bright side to your forward of being left out?
I don't know that there is one. I'm just going to say.
The Lord has not revealed that specific thing yet.
Mm-hmm. Here's something I heard one time. Every blessing is a curse. And every curse is a blessing.
Did you see on Twitter where somebody gave us the GIF of the hand turning? It was so good.
It was a treasure. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I will say the only bright side to it is the fact that, number one, it gave me the ability to kind of make some jokes about it on Instagram, sure, which I'll take that as a bright side, because somebody did point out to me, they're like, it's brilliant marketing to be like,
the material just writes itself.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, because you could say anybody. You know who wrote my foreword? Reese Witherspoon. She wrote it and said this is going to be her next book of the month and we should go ahead and all buy it now. We just left that foreword out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just left that foreword out. So that was good. And then I did post it on my blog, the foreword. And I felt like in that I was able to kind of talk about why I wanted Jen Hatmaker to write the foreword, just because mm-hmm. I think it's such an example of that we can disagree with people on some things, but we still love each other mm-hmm. deeply and are great friends and all that. And to me, that's the whole point of the bright side, is like finding the good. So I got to kind of explain that, which if it had just been in the foreword, if it had been printed in the book as it was supposed to be, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So,
well, and it's such a great foreword. I mean,
it's so nice. Yes, I loved it.
Jen is one of my favorite writers and for that matter, one of my favorite people. And so it's so her. But mm-hmm. just the way she worked herself around to the big picture of the book was brilliant. It's so good.
Yeah, she did a really good job with it. So the good news is if we sell all however many copies are currently out there in print, that it'll be reprinted, or you can print it out and you can tape it into the inside of your book. So either way.
I will tell you that there are some people who have done that and I love them. They are my people. The people who would go, all right, listen.
Yeah. I'm just going to staple gun that sucker. Yeah. I'm going to staple gun that sucker in there. So, so that's it. But it's been a fun book release. And a lot of that is because of y'all and the people that buy and, you know, all that, and review and say nice things and put up funny Insta posts and all that stuff. That's just, it warms my heart.
Well, you know, my favorite was when my friend Jamie Torrance forwarded me the thing from her friend who thought that the picture of Harry and Meghan with the book was real.
Yeah, well, it was real. I mean, what are you saying? You think that was photoshopped?
Oh, it was so great. So great.
Oh, yeah. That Harry and Meghan, just, they've got a whole new lease on life. They're getting ready to launch their, not Sussex Royal sheets at Target, just Sussex now, because they can't use the Royal. So they're Sussex sheets.
But their Instagram is still Sussex Royal.
Well, it isn't going to be for long. Right. I'm going to tell you that. So did you see yesterday somebody posted something and they said Queen Elizabeth has announced, or the people around Queen Elizabeth has said that she's emotionally wrung out just from all the turmoil of the year and everything that's gone on. And I was thinking, and somebody said, same, sister, same. And I thought, yep. Me and Queen Elizabeth.
That's right.
We're wiped out.
Okay. So this seems like a good transition when we talk about people being wrung out. Like 2020 is just a minute old, but
yeah,
it's certainly come with its share of challenges.
Yes.
And you mentioned to me that the Shankles are preparing for which anybody who has read your blog four times,
yes,
that this is something that would happen at your house, that y'all are fully preparing for the coronavirus at your house.
We are. But what Perry would want me to correct you on is we're not preparing for the coronavirus, because we aren't worried about actually getting the actual virus. We are preparing for the panic that is going to ensue from other people being worried about the coronavirus.
Right. So you're panicking first, in a way.
Yes.
Not about the virus, but about, you're panicking about the panic, which is sort of meta and really like next level to me.
I'm going to tell you that we have more cases of bottled water right now than we would be able to.
Tell us how many.
I don't even know for sure because he keeps putting them in the back house. Sure. I don't even know. I think we're up to like 10. And okay. Keep in mind, there are like three of us in the family. Sure. So like this is more water than we would go through. And my whole thing about it is I appreciate it, but like why? Like, okay, so let's say worst case scenario happens and we end up in quarantine. Are they cutting off our water? Like is our because we can just drink water out of the sink.
Right. Well, I don't know. Nope. Maybe, you know, I mean, if you were watching a movie, they would cut off the water supply because the virus was transmitted in the water, which I do not believe to be the case with the coronavirus. I don't have any reason to think that. But I'm just, you know, I did today. I really did think when I was reading an article about it, I thought I would give anything to just get a quick tour of that back house right now because I know it's organized.
Yes. Oh, you know.
I know the headlamps are ready. They are. Mm-hmm. They're in their proper place.
Yeah.
There's some gasoline cans. Oh, yeah. That are full.
Yeah. We are. I just got like another shipment of groceries. We were supposed to. I was also supposed to stock up on ZQL and Sudafed.
Okay.
We have all of that. I will say that my ship shopper let me know that the store is completely sold out of Clorox wipes. So I've now ordered more of those on Amazon Prime.
Okay. $15 a thing.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I went to order them on Amazon. They were so ridiculously overpriced that I went to Target.com and I ordered them. They were normal price there. So I got like a six pack for like $10 or whatever. But then, you know, you have to have $30 plus to get free shipping. So I ordered myself a sweater while I was on.
Look at the Lord. Lord.
To pay for that shipping, so
it gets me every time. Whatever psychology that is to have a minimum amount for free shipping, I am your case study for it. Like I hook, line, and sinker every time.
Me too. And I'm going to tell you where I'm the worst about it is Anthropology, because I will sit there and be like, I really want that $128 shirt, but I know, ma'am, I'm paying that $6 for shipping. Like, and I will wait until they offer free shipping. It's a whole thing. I don't understand it, but you're right. They have tapped into something, which is why Amazon Prime is so brilliant, because I'll order off of Amazon all day long because I know whatever I order ships free.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on Amazon right now looking at what are they charging for Clorox wipes?
A lot.
I'm so curious. Okay.
There's been a markup. I'm just saying.
Well, no doubt. I mean, I did see something earlier where they had deleted, I can't remember how many items where people like third-party sellers had jacked up the prices because of coronavirus panic.
It's crazy. So other than that, apparently if we get quarantined, here's what we're going to be living on. I went last week, I posted this on Instagram. I bought 12 bottles of wine first because priorities.
Okay.
So I did that. So we're good on that note. And then, but apparently we're going to be eating a lot of Cheetos, a lot of Nilla wafers, a lot of orange Milanos.
Yes. Yes.
A family pack of Oreos.
Okay.
Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Sure.
So, but I kept thinking too, you know, we have freezers full of meat. I mean, we could live on. So I'm like, worst case scenario, we just go on like a version of the paleo diet and just eat all that meat. That would last us for years. So, and I would be swimsuit ready, you know?
That's so, like cut and lean.
There's the bright side. So anyway, that is what we have been doing. But like, we're not getting any masks or anything like that because there again, we're not actually worried about the disease. We're worried about, or the virus. We're worried about the people that are going to freak out over it.
Right. Well, congratulations on your own kind of freak out first.
It's a preemptive freak out.
I did just put a 3-pack of Clorox wipes in my Walmart pickup order that I had scheduled for tomorrow. So,
okay. Well, that was probably smart. So now you're ready.
So I'm all ready. I got it's a value pack with crisp lemon and the fresh scent.
Okay. All right. So you can, well, and here's what I think, and this is what's so interesting to me, and it's the psychology of it is so the CDC estimates that every year about 56,000 people die from the flu.
Right. We just don't hear about it.
we don't hear about it. But then, like, my Twitter headline right now says global death toll surpasses 3,000 as cases soar. And I'm like, that feels a little 3,000 compared to 56,000.
Right. Well, so Scott Sauls, who is the pastor of Christ Presbyterian Church in Nashville, yesterday linked to a New York Times article that really very logically sort of broke down the death rates of the flu and coronavirus and all that. And coronavirus may be a little bit higher than the flu, but it's still like 2% or like 1.7% or something like that. So it's serious and it's something that we don't know exactly how to fight. But I saw a headline the other day that said that the scientists are working on a vaccine.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I don't know how I feel about a hurried vaccine.
No. I do know how I feel. I do know how I feel. Not good. Not
I
good.
Don't know that that's a con- I don't. So I don't know. It's interesting. It the whole thing is interesting in terms of how it started and how it has. I think we have waited for so long for something to, and I'm not saying it's not serious at all.
Yes.
Anything that can kill people is serious. But I think that we have sort of sat on ready or sat sort of with an expectancy for so long that something was going to come through that antibiotics could not treat. Something was going to come through that we could not manage. And so I think and rightfully so, that's why it scares people so much, because you just don't know what it's going to look like to manage it. You know, if it makes the sweep that they think it will. So,
yes, that's exactly it. So, but I do feel like we just maybe are panicking a little too much. is how I feel personally.
Well, your ship shopper is grateful for your preparation. I feel certain.
She is. She's had a great week. She's had a great week with multiple trips to the store and probably another one before it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So, but remember like years ago, cause you know, Caroline had the swine flu back in the days. So, and I'm like, and Caroline said, what are the odds that I survive the swine flu and the coronavirus?
Sure.
And Perry and I said, probably not good, but it's been great knowing you.
Alex had the swine flu. And he was sick. Like he was sick with it, but thankfully he was okay.
Yeah, I know. That's how we were too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's that.
Well, we're just happy to start the podcast off this week with such a cheerful topic.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a pandemic to really get everybody feeling good about life.
Bless it.
Hey y'all, a quick break in this episode to talk about one of our new sponsors, Pine Cove. Are you looking for a place where your child can unplug from all the electronics and distractions and experience true connection and community? Well, Pine Cove is a Christ-centered, others-focused, seriously fun summer camp where kids not only have epic outdoor adventures through zip lines and horseback riding and water blobs, but also are invested in by amazing Jesus-loving college staff, are free to be themselves, and meet lifelong friends. They even have some day camps available through church partners across the southeastern United States. At Pine Cove Youth Camps, Family Camps, and Day Camps, your child will learn the gospel in a variety of ways. They'll be inspired to approach life with a what can I do to be helpful attitude. And the Pine Cove people believe in having a ton of fun, but with a purpose. Of skits and silly camp names and great activities, Pine Cove will cultivate a sense of adventure in shy kids and help others overcome personal fears and challenges, all while increasing social skills and self-confidence. Pine Cove has a fun and engaging college summer staff, positive Christian role models, and mentors to campers, and their influence reaches far beyond camp. Your child will feel seen and known and loved. So you can check out Pine Cove's website for locations. Every day marks one day closer to summer and what could be the most impactful week of your child's life. So happy to tell you that Pine Cove has a great offer for our Big Boo listeners. For any first-time overnight youth camp registration, you can get $250 off. So register now to get in on an affordable monthly payment plan at pinecove.com and use the code BIGBOO250 for $250 off a first-time overnight youth camp registration. That's pinecove.com and use the code BIGBOO250 for $250 off a first-time overnight youth camp registration. And we'll have the link for that in the show notes. Alrighty, y'all. Back to 174.
Well, I went to the movies this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just to totally take a hard left and change the subject. But, I don't go to the movies a lot. I don't think about it. I don't really know what's out. I don't know. There's a lot I can do in 3 hours. You know what I mean? Besides yeah. sitting in a movie. But Alex was in Memphis for a lacrosse thing. And so David wanted to go see a movie. And I said, okay, I'll go to the movie. I was doing page proofs for the new book. And it kind of, I'd gotten all the way through like a first pass and kind of wanted just a break before I came back and started to mark it up. So we went to see The Invisible Man. Yesterday, I told somebody that we went to see The Elephant Man because, you know, details. But did you even know there was a movie out called The Invisible Man?
I did, but only because Caroline was going to go see a movie Saturday night and they were discussing their options. That's the only way. Otherwise, I couldn't tell you anything that's at the theater right now.
Okay, I had no idea. So when David said, I want to go see the I almost said elephant again. When he said, I want to go see The Invisible Man, I was like, what's that? I don't know. And he was like, well, Elizabeth Moss is in it. You know how I love Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay. I had no idea. And so I said, is it scary? And he said, I don't think it's scary as much as it's suspenseful. Let me tell you what, I watched a solid fifth of that thing through my sweatshirt.
Oh, no.
Now, it was good, but it was the first 30 minutes are so tense. Like, I was such a nervous wreck for the first 30 minutes or so. I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, I didn't want to get up and walk out, but like, I thought, I'm far too nervous, like, for it to be this early in the movie. But it was really good.
Okay. So, okay. Would you recommend it?
Now it is a little gory in a couple of places. So if you're super sensitive to that, no.
Okay.
But if you are not super sensitive to that, or if you don't mind watching a movie through your sweatshirt for a small portion of the time, then yes. But it's a really well done movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not, it could have been so cheesy.
Yeah.
And it's really well done. So she's great in it and everybody in it's great, I thought. And so I don't know. I liked it. It's a good movie to go. It's kind of like a good date movie, sort of.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's not a family movie, but.
Okay. Okay.
But it's a good date movie.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. Now I don't mean to circle back around, but I'm just saying, cause I was on my Twitter and then this just popped up that North Star Mall, which is the mall that's closest to me in San Antonio, they just said they are closed today for a deep cleaning after officials were notified an evacuee who tested positive for coronavirus had visited the shopping center on Saturday.
Oh, no. Listen, Perry's on to something.
Oh, she is at the mall. They let her go to the mall.
I have, as you can imagine, I have a lot of thoughts about the management of things. I'm not going to get into that.
This is even better. They said the woman who was evacuated from Wuhan, China, met the criteria for release after testing negative for the virus twice. Both of the tests were administered more than 24 hours apart, but a separate lab test that was pending when she was released revealed later to be positive.
Oh, no. See? What?
Listen, say this is that's pure San Antonio right there. That what on earth? What are we doing?
So they're going to deep clean it.
They closed the mall today, deep cleaning. So I have not been to North Star Mall, thankfully. But I have been out and about today. So where have I been that other people that were at North Star Mall? Listen, my head hurts. All of a sudden, my head hurts. My throat feels weird.
I feel like we're by and large better with our hypochondria now than we used to be. Nobody knows. People don't know how bad it was for us for a while there.
It was, think about how many different diseases we each survived the first like three or four years we knew each other.
Our 30s, we were convinced at all times that we were on the verge of something fatal.
We were. I had my bout with bladder cancer. I was certain. I think you had skin cancer multiple times.
I did. I was thinking the other day about me calling Angela Cottrell from the Walgreens. I can't even say it and not laugh. I called Angela Cottrell from the Walgreens convinced that I was really in a dire situation. And I say, like, listen, some people are in dire situations, yes, and there's no joke about that. I didn't have any good reason to think that I was in a dire situation, yes, except that I was scared to death. And listen, she called me back and she prayed the heavens down.
Listen.
Over my imagined illness. Which is the best example of Angela Cottrell's kindness and compassion I can offer you. But you and I was like, we would just seesaw back and forth. And like,
yeah,
with what we had. Just, we were just terrified.
We were terrified.
We were unhealthy nines, is what we were. We were unhealthy nines. We were operating at sixes, like just consumed by fear.
Yeah. And I think that it was one of those two, because we were in our 30s. So you think this was like mid to late 30s is really when it peaked. And I think that looking back, that's a time in your life where stuff on your body starts to kind of just go wrong for no reason, you know, like, and so now, like, whereas 10 years ago, I would have woken up and my hip would have hurt and I would have been like, is that bone cancer? Now I'm like, no, that's just my hip hurts when I get up.
Like my shoulder has been sore.
Yeah.
And there is a time when I would have thought that that was clearly, it's because there was some sort of tumor underneath the muscle. But now I'm just like, my shoulder hurts because I can't sleep like a normal person without something hurting.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing, is I just think you get resigned to it. So you just know, like, oh, this is normal that I feel this way when I get out of bed in the morning. It's funny, I went and worked out earlier today, and the guy that I train with, he always has like a list of things, like, here's your exercises that you're going to do today. And like, one of them was, it's like these hangers where you, like, you hang and then you like lift your legs up and it's like supposed to do your abs. And like, it was my mood today. Like, I walked in there and I just told him, I said, I'm not doing those hangers today. I said, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
That's going to be a no.
Yeah. And I said, because my shoulders hurt, I said, I can't hang from my arms today. I said, I'm not interested in that. By and large, my stomach is never going to be seen by the public again. So my abs only have to be so toned. But
there's something about this age and the lack of concern I have about shooting straight with somebody. Like, the, you know, I just, no, I'm not going to do that. So you know how my flight got delayed in Atlanta? Flight got delayed out of Birmingham. I went, because I got to Atlanta late a couple of weeks ago when I went to California, I missed my flight to Orange County. Well, I had a hotel room reserved in Orange County, a place for me to stay that Tuesday night. So I called them before I left Birmingham and said, hey, it looks like I'm going to miss my flight to Orange County. I just want to let you know, I have a reservation, but I probably will not make it. And she said, oh, just let us know once you get to Atlanta and see. And I said, okay. So when I got to Atlanta and realized that I'd missed my flight to the OC and I'd missed the flight to Dallas, which was the last, I mean, not to Dallas, I'd missed the flight to Los Angeles, which was the last flight out to Los Angeles that night. I called them and I said, hey, I missed any opportunity I have to get out there. I'm actually having to stay in Atlanta tonight. I'm sitting on a shuttle bus to go to the Holiday Inn. So I'm so sorry, but I won't be able to make it. And she said, well, there will probably be a cancellation fee you have to pay. And I said, well, I didn't just decide not to show up, but, and she said, well, it'll probably be just like $50. She said, but you can call our manager back and talk to him about it. And I said, okay, well, I just want to reiterate, like, this is not my choice.
Yeah.
The weather delayed the flight. I literally could not get out there. Well, I just forgot about it, really, and didn't think about it again until I looked at my American Express statement last week. And they had charged me $214.50
for that night.
Oh, listen here. Well, listen, I totally understand why hotels have cancellation policies.
Yeah.
But that was ridiculous. And so I called the hotel. I talked to the same woman. And she was like, well, you're going to have to talk to my manager. Would you like to talk to him? I said, I certainly would. And so then I got his voicemail. So I left him a message. Then I called American Express and I disputed the charge.
Oh, good.
First time in my life I've done that. But anyway, as it turned out, the manager emailed me and said, I guess I sounded, you know, like,
yeah,
maybe I meant I don't know what I sounded like on the message. I thought I was friendly-ish, mm-hmm. but he emailed me and he said, I'm going to refund the night. And so they did. But just stuff like that, I'm just like, I'm not doing that. Not paying $214.50 for a place I did not stay. No.
No. No, I'm not. I'm not. No, I've had enough. Do not try to tell me. I know I have this ongoing thing. This is embarrassing to admit, but I'm going to go ahead while we're talking about this kind of stuff. I have this ongoing thing with the pest control company that sprays our house mm-hmm. where they call and they leave a message that it's time to set up our appointment for our service. So I'm like, okay, well then it's not high on my priority list. So I will be the first to admit I'm bad about getting back to them because right. I'm like, I don't know when I want y'all to come out and spray. Cause it's a whole thing. We have to put the dogs up. It's a whole thing.
You don't have to tell me because you know who arranges that appointment in our house, David, because same exact thing.
I don't want to deal with it. So, but they have done this thing and I keep saying I'm going to change pest control companies and then I don't because that requires, it's like changing my internet. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot of phone calls. It's figuring out who I would use instead, mm-hmm. the whole deal. But what happens is eventually at some point, and this happens, I'm going to tell you, this happens 4 or 5 times a year that I'll be sitting in my kitchen and all of a sudden there's a knock on the door and it's the guy and he's like, I'm here to spray your house. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you're not coming in. I mean, like every time I'm like, it's not happening. Yeah. You've got to call for an appointment. And he's like, well, we tried to call. And I'm like, I get it, but you didn't get me and I haven't scheduled an appointment. So you can't just show up. I mean, it's one of those things. I'm like, and listen, I realize that there are much bigger problems out there, like the coronavirus, and I'm worried about my pest control service, but it's fresh on my mind because it just happened today.
And right. and you turn him away.
Well, I didn't because he had come. Well, Well, it's a long story, but last week he showed up unexpected and I said, you can't come today. And he said, when would be a good day? And I said, you can come Monday.
Well, because that seemed better, didn't it? Because it was just a little down.
It did.
It wasn't the day he showed up. Therefore, it was a better day.
That's right. Why was Monday better? I don't know. And did I put it on my calendar? No, because when he knocked, I was every bit as surprised to see him standing at my door. But it's the principle of the matter.
Why can't they just set up a standing appointment?
That's a great question. I don't know. And I'm like, and I've told them, like, put it in my file that you can't just show up at my house. Like, I don't want you to just show up at my house because the thing is, at some point I'm going to realize, oh, maybe it's time to get our house sprayed, mm-hmm. but don't try to force me into it.
That's such a nine. Like, I have established my boundary here. You don't understand that I had a plan to look at the internet that morning. So your presence disrupts my ability to look at the internet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need you to come back another time. And when I saw him standing there today, I'm so program now that I wanted to be like, you're gonna have to come back another day. And then I was like, then I heard myself, because it was in the middle of book release stuff last week, where I was like, oh no, I told him he could come, mm-hmm. so I have to let him in now. I have to.
So then you had to feign cheerfulness. You had to say, oh, yes. Hey, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'm so glad you're here. Hold mm-hmm. on. Let me, yeah, that's Mabel about to come through the back window. Hold mm-hmm. on. Let me go get her. So anyway, that's a whole thing. And I realize that probably makes me a bad person, but I'm just saying that's one of the places where I stand strong. Yeah.
I've had a thing with a Mexican restaurant here in town, not Chewy's. Chewy's would not do this, but I've had a thing with a Mexican restaurant a couple of times where I have gone to pick up food either for a tailgate mm-hmm. or to take to somebody's house, you know, like to take a meal to somebody.
Yeah.
And where I have bought a significant amount of fajitas for either mm-hmm. a tailgate or for people to take to somebody's house. And they have brought my food out and they have given me a third of a bag of tortilla chips. And I have said, you're going to have to go get me more chips.
Yes. Yes.
No, well, because if we were sitting down here for a meal, y'all would bring us chips as often as we'd like them. I'm going to need more chips. I said the last time, they have 2 teenage boys, I'm going to need a lot more chips.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't try to skimp on the chips, mm-mm. because it would be an unlimited basket if I were sitting here.
And here's how much those chips cost y'all. Pennies.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know why it unnerves me so. I don't look in the fajitas to make sure they've given me enough meat. But when I see that tiny bag of chips, it makes me crazy.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
So basically, we are very petty about some things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We are here to stand up for our pettiness.
That's yeah. Well, and I'll tell you the other thing that happened while we're is yesterday. So Perry and I always
listen, y'all. It's Festivus, and we didn't even know it. It is time for the airing of the grievances.
But we went yesterday. I just thought this was so funny. So we pick up Mexican food. We pick up breakfast tacos or whatever from the same place every Sunday after church. And so I called him yesterday, and we always get the same thing. Two chilaquiles plates, a couple of assorted tacos, some pancakes. And then I always ask for an extra side of ranchero sauce because we like the ranchero sauce. Well, when I asked for that yesterday, they were like, we're out of ranchero sauce.
See.
And I told Perry, I said, how are you a Mexican restaurant on a Sunday in San Antonio when everybody's eating huevos rancheros and you're out of ranchero sauce? I don't even understand like how that happens.
Somebody, I guess, forgot to make it the night before.
Hello. A quick break to talk to you about Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon is a new cereal company that's discovered a way to recreate your favorite childhood cereals with zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Magic Spoon offers 4 flavors based on the all-time classics, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, plus a variety pack that lets you try them all. Magic Spoon spent over a year working with the best food scientists and chefs in the world to recreate the taste and texture of classic sugary cereal, but without all the junk that makes them horrible for your health. Magic Spoon is gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and GMO-free, but it tastes so incredible that you and your kids would never guess that it was healthy. You've really got to try Magic Spoon to believe it. I've mentioned several times how much Caroline loves it. It's so fun, y'all, to be able to satisfy your cereal craving with Magic Spoon, but not have all of the bad stuff that makes cereal sometimes not so great to eat. Breakfast is important and it should be exciting. Now you and your kids can continue to enjoy breakfast cereal and actually get a nutritious meal out of it. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, they back it with 100% happiness guarantee. So go to magicspoon.com/bigboo to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use the promo code BIGBOO at checkout to get free shipping. Again, Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo and use the code BIGBOO for free shipping. Thanks, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Here we go, back to episode 174.
So what's good happening? What's good happening with us? What are we not frustrated by?
What's a bright side?
What's our bright side? I did finish my page proofs. So okay, I'm all the way done. I'm all the way done with the book, for better or for worse. It's all the way, like, I felt like I was done for a while, but page proofs is like the last little piece where,
yeah,
you know, you want to take a look and see if anything's off. So, So that's good.
You see, was your forward in there? Did you happen to notice? Because apparently that's crucial.
I don't have a forward.
Okay. No. Well, neither do I. Guess what? Neither do I.
I don't. There was one thing. There's a chapter that's called Served with Love and a Side of Heat Stroke is the name of the chapter. But they left out the sorry, it's funny. They left out the side of heat. So it just says served with love and a stroke.
It's very different. It's very different.
Very different sort of feel. But it's always, God. I mean, that catching that kind of stuff is kind of funny because, you know, it's just, and it probably, when I turned it in, I probably had deleted the actual chapter title somehow and that's what they had to work with. But I did get tickled that what if I hadn't seen it or we hadn't caught it going back through it. And that was,
yeah,
that wouldn't have been great. But, I did finish that. And, I don't know. I feel like I thought this weekend, Alex had something every night last week, except for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided that I think this is the Lord preparing me to be an empty nester.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
I agree with that.
We got up Saturday morning. We went to breakfast. Just David and me came back. You know, I worked on the book stuff. Then we went to the movie. came back, worked on the book some more. Then we went to dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I thought, you know, for all you youngsters who are thinking like that you'll never, ever have a meal just with your husband again. Yes, you will. In fact, you will.
Yeah. You'll be shocked at how often. It's funny because, that's Gully had a, she called me yesterday and, Will, her youngest, who just turned 15, but one of his closest friends just turned 16 and got his license. And she said, well, you know, he just came and picked up Will and they're off to go play basketball at the junior school. And mm-hmm. I said, and so it begins. So I was like, that's the last one. I was like, once that, cause that was Caroline. It was this time last year that one of her good friends got her license. And all of a sudden it was like, it's a whole new day. Mm-hmm. Like they're just gone all the time.
I know. Like I thought this is actually the first time since probably, I mean, before Alex was born for sure, but it reminds me of like when we were first married or even when I was single in terms of everything for me pretty much can be a yes, you know, unless it's like a game where I need to be, you know, or there's a game or I have a meeting or something like that. But like I'm going to dinner with friends tomorrow night and Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't know. It's funny how you just all of a sudden it's like you have all this time again.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's like, it's not even a factor. It's like, because that we did same. We went out to dinner with some friends on Saturday night and it was like Caroline had plans. So she was off doing her own thing. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this is just what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a new day. It's a new day.
I know. You kind of feel like you need to read up on some things. Like you need to have some topic cards or something like, you know,
yeah, I know. It is. It's like, maybe we need to like read some books or something.
Mm-hmm. Read some books. I mean, I feel like the fact that we both kind of keep up with what's going on in current events has been helpful. That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just because you can't just sit around and talk about the parenting side of your life anymore because you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, you really don't.
You know, I don't. He's got a whole life I don't really know that much about. So we can't really break that down much.
They're kind of, else. Yeah, they're in their own thing.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's a new day. It is a new day for sure.
Okay. So you, did you have an anecdote?
No, I didn't. No.
Okay, well, I was going to tell you, so we were talking before we started to record that I have been trying to pick out a new shade of Charlotte Tilbury lipstick online. Mm-hmm. I could go to the store. I could go. Sephora's not far at all from my house. I don't want to. I don't want to go. Well,
not with the coronavirus, because apparently people would be out shopping. Folks, well, and shopping certainly, with the coronavirus.
Who would go sample a lipstick right now, right? I mean.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a hard no.
It's a hard no. So I just thought, well, with Sephora, I can order it. If it's not right, I can send it back. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm hung up between a couple of different kinds. I've never had one before, but I have, the colors are so pretty that I feel like I would like to try one. Uh-huh. And then you said that you had been looking at, it was at the Derm store.
Yes. Yeah. Because they've got 20% off right now.
20% off. So what, have you found anything that you think you want to buy?
Not so far. No, I don't, because I just bought my sunscreen. I'm stocked up on that. And I'm kind of, I know this sounds very much unlike me, but I'm kind of happy with my current regimen of products and I don't really need anything else right now.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You just reminded me, I'm going to the Derm store now and I need to stock up on I need new sunscreen.
Yeah. It's a good time. I always wait for green to go on sale because I buy that Elta over and over again.
I love it.
Yeah. So I did run in today. I had to go into Ulta today because Caroline needed stuff for her hair. She uses this. It's like DevaCurl, this shine spray or something in her hair because her hair is curly. And so I went in and I bought that and I kind of walked around a little bit and didn't really see anything that tempted me. I did get some more Living Proof dry volume spray because that's a staple. Then I went because I was close to Gap. So I ran in Gap and I don't know why I did, but I was just like, I'm here. I'm going to go see what Gap has. And I'm going to tell you, it's not good at Gap right now. Like,
oh, I haven't been in forever.
It's, well, I remember now why I don't ever go in anymore. I mean, it's all the same stuff. It's lots of jeans. But I tried on, they had like these two different kind of denim jumpsuit-y things that were made for people with a much shorter torso than I have, apparently, because I was like, well, this is not going to work on any kind of level. And then like a dress, but I'm going to tell you something else. And I know that Gap always has 40% off, but like I tried on this one dress that was like a cotton kind of t-shirty type dress. And I was like, this would work. Like I would wear this in the summer with sandals, whatever. It was $60. And I was like, I'm not paying $60, Gap. Get over yourself. I'm like, I could get the same thing at Target for 15, you know? So I was like, this is why a lot of Gaps are closing, I think.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It is ridiculous. So all that to say, I didn't see anything in Gap. It looks the same. I feel like a Gap, you could walk in and it looks the same now as it did 20 years ago.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's just nothing new under the sun, really.
So that's been about the extent of my shopping. Now we're going to go, it's spring break next week.
Right.
Here. And so I do think, I told Caroline one day, she's wanting to go shop and we never have time to just go shop. So I do think we're going to get out one day and get her a couple of things. So I'll be interested to see what kind of things she decides that she likes.
Well, I will tell you, I just looked online a little bit and I did a quick pass in Nordstrom Rack last week, but I don't know what the style is right now, but whatever it is, I'm not a fan. Like I just, like I haven't seen anything I think is cute. I don't like the short tops.
No.
And I know everybody likes to say in the old podcast, we talked about how we didn't like the skinny jeans.
This is different.
And this is different. This is different. Mm-hmm. So I don't like the short tops. And so it's really hard to find something when you don't like a short top.
No, I don't like the short tops. And I don't like, everybody's like, oh, the new camo is tie-dye. I don't like tie-dye.
I feel too old for tie-dye.
That's what it is. It's cute on the girls, but not, I don't want to wear tie-dye.
I'm with you.
So I didn't. And so like the one thing I saw in Gap, like they had a pair of like gray like jogging pants that I was like, I like those, but I thought, well, I don't need any more of those. So but I really, by and large, I have not seen anything. Now I did order a new pair of sunglasses that have not come in yet that I'm really excited about.
Tell me more. What are they?
They are Quay, which I know
you like. Yay for Quay. I love my Quay sunglasses.
Yeah. So I've kind of gotten to where all I have, or I have some knockoffs from Amazon that were like $10. And I don't like to spend a lot of money, but they're the Quay Stop and Stare sunglasses.
I'm giggling right now.
I got them in the smoke color. So they're gold with the smoke, but I have a really good feeling about them.
Do they look kind of like Ray-Bans?
They look, yes, they're kind of aviator-esque, but they're bigger.
I can't wear that size. I can't wear that kind of frame, but they're so cute.
Yeah, I think they're really cute. Why can't you wear that kind of frame?
Looks weird on me. I feel like, I don't think it's big enough. I feel like my head is huge. I come from a long line of just really big-headed people.
But I have it like propped up on a book and it just tumbled. It just tumbled right off.
Why is it propped up on a book?
Because it needs to be higher, because you always tell me it's too far away from my mouth. So I have to prop it up on a book. And it was for one of the tripods got, it went awry and it did, it took a little tumble, but it's back. It's back up.
Oh, they're Chrissy Teigen Quays.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you can't go wrong. Now, those I might could do because they're a little more square across the top.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, because I don't really like myself. I love aviators. Like, I love the way they look, but they don't really look good on me for that same reason, because with that more rounded bottom, like, they just, I don't know. I never like the way they look on my face. But these, because they're more square and they seem bigger.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to look to see how wide they are, because I know what millimeter I'm looking for 50, in a width.
They're 56. They're 56 millimeters.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. That's why I felt good about it, because I'm same. I look at that millimeter because I'm like, if you're not, I need at least 55.
I need at least 55. I don't think you need at least 55.
I like it. I like to have the full coverage. You know what? I mean, I have a pair of Ray-Bans that are smaller, but I just always like myself better in a pair of big sunglasses.
I'm looking at Chrissy Teigen in them. Oh, those are darn.
Aren't they cute? Yeah.
Now I may order some. I may try them.
Yeah, I think. Well, that's kind of my thought. Is I was like, I ordered them from Nordstrom, so I'm like, it's free shipping. So if I don't like them, I'll just take them.
Add to bag.
Yeah.
We can be twins when we see each other this summer. We can. If these work for me. Here's my only hesitation about them is as much as I slide my glasses back into my hair.
Yes, I know.
I don't know if that's why I kind of like a tortoise shell or like an, you know, like a heavy, armband. That's not going to be the optimal use for those.
I agree. I know that's the only problem with the wire because I too run into that same problem, but I'm like, well, these will just so be cute. The kind that I know. I think they're so cute. I just love that kind of squarish shape.
I think maybe I can wear those. And I've never had any kind of aviator lens because, listen, you talk about somebody who looks like a beetle. And I don't mean the band. I mean an actual beetle. I mean an insect.
Yes, I do. I don't know that I really believe that, but.
You can take me at my word.
Okay. I've never seen you in a pair of aviators, though. So.
No, you have not, because I just told you why I didn't do it, because they're not cute on me. Okay. Chrissy Teigen Stop and Stare Twist 56mm sunglasses.
I think they're super cute.
I do, too. I'm going to try them.
Mm-hmm. I felt like it was worth a try.
Okay. Do you care if I get the same
time? I do not. No. For the one time a year we see each other, I think it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Just going to go ahead and check out with those. Mm-hmm. So good call.
Yeah.
Okay. Good find, Big Mama.
Well, listen, every now and then I find something. It's worth having.
They're really probably not going to be cute on me. And then we'll have a good laugh. I'll send you a picture and it'll be funny.
It was like me this week when I sent you my double mask with the face mask and the chin mask.
I've never even heard of double masking until I saw your picture.
Well, Kathleen Jennings is who taught me. She is the queen of double masking. And my face needed a lot of help and it was very stressed out. So I thought, and I had bought that chin mask and I'd been wanting to try it. So I was like,
I didn't even know there was a such thing as a chin mask.
I didn't either until Kathleen Jennings, but I laughed because she's always talking about her chin and she's beautiful and has this beautiful skin. And I mean, of course, because her whole face is just, I mean, that's all she does is like, you know, beauty stuff. But she has this chin mask. So you pull it out and it's cloth like a sheet mask, but then you put it, it's got holes where you put it over your ears, you know, so like you put it up under your chin and then whatever. And it's supposed to help depuff kind of your jawline and all that stuff. And so she's tried a lot of different ones where she's like, here, this one looks better because of this or this one, whatever. And she posted a comment this week that somebody had told her that she needed to quit obsessing so much about her jawline. And that was just a lie from the patriarchy. And I was like,
oh my gosh,
that feels intense for maybe we just don't want to have a puffy jawline for ourselves. Right. For ourselves.
Listen, I think if that makes you feel better, then you chin mask away.
That's what I mean. That's because, listen, I did not put on that mask thinking Perry's going to come in and be like, your chin looks the same as it did when I married you at 26. That wasn't my goal in any of that.
Right.
We were just going to dinner that night with some friends and I knew I was getting dressed up and I thought my face feels kind of yuck and I'm going to kind of plump some things up. That was it. It was for myself. It wasn't for the patriarchy.
Right. Well, good for you. Yeah. I'm so glad you did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, here's some more cute ones. I'm sorry. I'm still looking at sunglasses talk to you.
I know.
But these gold dusk 55mm square sunglasses, did you see them? No. This looks like something my mama would have had back in 1974.
Mm. What brand are they? Quay?
They're the Chrissy Teigen Quay.
Okay, let me see. It is.
Y'all, I'm so sorry.
This is like an old podcast. Hey, on page seven of InStyle, did you see?
I know. They're gold dust.
Gold dust.
That's what they're called.
I'll pull those up right now. Quay. Gold dust. Those totally look like something that like my grandma would have worn for sure. Mm-hmm. But I really like them.
I know. Now I wonder about these.
With that off pink and brown, that is a really look how good they look on Chrissy Teigen.
Well, but what doesn't look good on Chrissy Teigen?
I think that bodes well. They look good on Chrissy Teigen.
Those are real cute. Mm-hmm.
I like those. Those are a lot, and those fit your pull back in your hair thing.
Well, they've still got the metal. They've got metal like things on the side, but they would be better for going up in my hair. I think now I'm going to get those. Although, why do they only have 3.5 stars? Again, everyone, we're so sorry.
Well, because I'm looking. Apparently, somebody says they look great. The quality is subpar. She was sitting on a chair with them on her head when they fell off and onto the ground, and the lenses had popped out and both sides of the frame cracked.
Oh, no. I don't need anything delicate.
Oh,
wait. The glasses are attractive, but do not filter out sunlight. That does seem problematic.
It does seem problematic. Because you would want a sunglass to filter out sunlight.
Yes, you would. Okay, well, I'll have to investigate this more. When I'm always so fascinated, by the way, by people who leave reviews and pictures of themselves.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That feels like a lot.
Yes, because here's what I'm never going to do is like, I really liked these pants. Here's a picture of me wearing them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fantastic.
No, I'm saying, but sometimes I like it because, I mean, I do have say I would never do it, but like, especially on Amazon, because
it's super helpful.
Yeah, if I'm going to order any kind of clothing off of Amazon, I like to see somebody in it and I like to read the reviews because, you know, Amazon is the worst about you're going to order what you think is a cotton t-shirt and you get it in and it's some sort of synthetic like silk material with like, instead of being really embroidered, it's like a print on there. Not that that's happened to me, but I'm just saying.
Right.
And so I like to read before, but then when people post, it helps you figure out, because the other thing is sometimes you need to really see, because a small is not necessarily a small in Amazon language.
Right. Oh, there she is. Always.
Yeah. Well, she's excited.
She's excited. Okay. Well, thank y'all for listening to us complain and shop this week. We appreciate it.
Yes.
It's been a joy.
It has. I'm sure we aren't sure for who, but
yeah. Hold on. I'm going to have to close the door because Alex has gotten out of the shower and this is what she does. Hold on.
That's like, what is happening? It's like Cujo. It's like you just went to go.
I know. Because every week, did you hear the microphone fall? It fell.
Oh.
Because me trying to get to her, because Alex is trying to move her in here every single day, because he takes a shower before he goes wherever he's going.
Yes.
And she knows that when he gets out of the shower, that means he's leaving.
And so she's not happy about it.
But we don't know actually if she's not happy about it. She's just excited. And that's what Hazel does when she's excited. She barks like she's just despondent, but her tail wags the whole time.
Oh, so she's just excited. That's what Mabel does. Like when I come home, when she knows it's time, like that I'm going to take her to the park or something like that, she just barks and barks and barks and barks. Like I think.
Yeah. Like she's not upset and her tail's not tucked or anything. It's like she's just, it's too much emotion and she doesn't know what to do with it. So she just barks.
Hazel, I feel you. Sometimes that happens to me. I have too much emotion and
me too. And then I tell the girl at the Mexican restaurant that she's gonna have to put more chips in that bag.
That's it. And I don't know what,
because I'm taking this food to a family that has 2 teenage boys, because she cares.
That's it. I don't know what to do with all these feelings, but I know that I don't want my home sprayed for pests today.
See the look on your face when you realized that you had told him to come back on this specific day.
I was so mad at myself. I was so mad.
It's like, you know, there's certain things that I will put off. Like, if you enjoy the occasional procrastination, like, there is no relief. It's up there with canceled plans in terms of, like, I thought I was going to have to do this today, but I can push it 4 days. And I know, like, that is, that's not David's personality at all. He's like, why would you not just do it and get it over with?
Yeah, I know.
Because I can wait 4 days.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. And so I'm going to wait. I want to wait my full 4 days. That's why.
That's right.
Yep.
because I'm going to enjoy every one of those days that I'm not having to do that thing I have pushed back for 4 days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I relate to that on every level.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we understand one another.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks y'all for the fellowship today. We sure are glad that you've been with us, and we'll be back next week, hopefully with maybe some happy stories.
We had some happy stories today. We found sunglasses. We just had, sometimes you just have some grievances that you had to get out. So this was one of those days.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. All right. Bye everybody.
Bye. We'll talk to you later.